Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hello!
Whoa, I was caught up there in the wire.
Lonnie!
Brian!
Lonnie the theater lady, what are we talking about tonight?
Oh, I cannot contain my excitement. We are talking about In the Heights, the CLO production at the Benenham Center, running through July 16th, and you need to get there. Everybody needs to get there. This production was fabulous.
Now, it's a little misleading. Is that a picture of Lin-Manuel Miranda on the cover? I take it he's not in this.
No, he's not. But did you know that he actually played the role in the original Broadway?
I believe he played the lead. I did know that, yes.
Of Yuznavi.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. And what's really cool about this, the role, the main lead role of Yuznavi is played by Joshua Grosso, who is a recent graduate of CMU last year.
Yes, I think both you and our other contributor there, Mr. Bazzelli, have given him rave reviews for performances in the past.
Yes, I told you to watch him and remember his name. He was going places and boom, he's arrived.
He's in the heights. He has climbed. He has ascended.
His performance is a joy. He sings, he dances, he acts, everything that he does is just so fascinating to watch. He's brilliant performance by him. And there were a couple other Pittsburgh actors in this.
We always like that.
Yeah, I do. Billy Mason was in it, and he was actually, I love this, the Paragua guy. That's his name. He pushed a cart and sold the frozen treat Paragua.
Hey, someone's got to do it.
That's right. He had a chance to shine in a couple numbers, as did, that's one of the things I loved about this. Everybody in the main cast had their own chance to shine, their own solo, and they showcased the talent so beautifully. A lot of the characters in this dynamic cast sizzles on that stage, I'm telling you. Many of them were in the original Broadway performance.
Really?
In the Heights, yes.
Tony Award winning musical.
Yeah.
And you know, for those who haven't seen it, including myself, I mean, I think I have a vague idea what it's about. What is it about? Like in a sentence or two, what's the show?
Well, the plot is really about this very close-knit group of neighbors in the neighborhood of Washington Heights, hence the name, In the Heights.
Ah, I see what they did there.
Yeah. And they are immigrants, and they're all hardworking, and they're struggling very hard. And it's all about their triumphs and their tribulations in following their dreams and in trying to find their true home. And each of the characters is beautifully developed. For a musical, it's surprising how well developed they are and how likable they all are and how you root for them and you care about them.
Would you call it a feel-good musical? Did you feel good?
At the end especially, yes.
And not just because it was over. But,
No, I could have stood more. The music is fabulous. There's hip-hop, there's ballads, there's salsa, there's Latin pop, and the dance corresponds with each of the types of the rhythms of the music. So it's athletic, it's sexy, it's spicy, it's steamy.
And again, the
everything.
Book and lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda. So if you like Hamilton, which is real big and popular right now, you may also enjoy.
But he didn't write the book. Just want to correct you.
Wait a minute, let me see.
He did not. He wrote the lyrics and the music. The book was written by somebody.
Music and lyrics, yes,
right,
pardon me.
But not the book.
Right.
It is based on a book. Just wanted to make sure we didn't misinform our
watchers. They're right next to each other there on the program. This is why I should never do this after three martinis.
There you go.
Thank goodness you're on the ball, my dear. So, In the Heights, running this week from Pittsburgh CLO. A few more chances to see it. We'll have the info tagged after the broadcast here.
Unmissable, really.
Unmissable.
Unmissable.
Don't miss it. That's another way to say don't miss it.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.